Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mainly cloudy. There's a chance of a shower, a low of 35. Kenosha police are investigating the deaths of two infants this week in unrelated incidents. According to news releases, officers responded with the fire department to a home in the 5300 block of 25th Avenue on Wednesday for an infant not breathing. The one-year-old child was pronounced dead at the scene. Then on Thursday, police and fire rescue personnel responded to the 1500 block of 30th Avenue. Medical personnel attempted life-saving measures. However, the five-month-old child was pronounced dead at the scene. Both incidents are under investigation pending autopsy results. A woman who allegedly killed her abusive ex-boyfriend in Kenosha on Independence Day of last year now has some high-powered legal help. Jeffrey Erdangen, the director of the Center for Criminal Defense at the Pritzker School of Law at Northwestern University, has signed on to represent 51-year-old Donna Matthews. She's charged with first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting death of 51-year-old Michael Guyon in his home. The shooting apparently occurred under the cover of noisy fireworks that were being shot off a short distance away at the city's lakefront. Matthew's brother Derek is facing an identical charge for allegedly supplying the murder weapon. In Kenosha court this morning, Erdangen appeared for the first time on Matthew's behalf for what amounted to a scheduling conference. Erdangen declined to indicate what specifically drew him to Matthew, saying only that his center is very selective of the cases that we accept. Another scheduling conference is scheduled for June. A single vehicle accident the evening of March 8th in the 3200 block of 21st Street in Racine has resulted in criminal charges against the alleged driver. 30-year-old Sheila Kennedy is facing charges of second offense OWI with a minor child in the vehicle, three counts of second degree recklessly endangering safety and bail jumping. According to court documents, a witness told police that Kennedy appeared to lose control of her car, which struck a tree. Kennedy suffered serious injuries in the crash and was transferred to Frederick Hospital by flight for life. One of her three juvenile passengers had to be extricated from the vehicle and was transferred to Children's Hospital for treatment. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for next week. It was back in June of the year 1852 that Racine's historic Mound Cemetery was created, and up until the need for metal in World War II, an identifying sign had been in place, but now there's an effort to bring back that historic look. During the Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting, Cemetery Board President James Feeney explained the effort to have a Mound Cemetery sign back on the grounds has been a 4 to 5 year effort. Steve Prohaska with Michael's Signs said it became clear that two signs were needed, and with the available budget, in his words, we're doing the job a little bit above cost to make sure we do things right.
The signs are real quiet. They're not going to be lighted. They're not going to be anything that's going to be obtrusive in anybody's look. It's just going to be a real subdued look. The frames work is going to be black, matte finish. The letters are going to be more of a brushed silver, brushed aluminum. It's going to have a little bit of a raw metal look to it, but they'll be in concrete footings. They won't be anywhere near anybody's going to be touching with a plow. There's no maintenance that's going to be needed for them. So once they're up, they're going to be up there for quite a while.
The Mound Cemetery signs, one for Kinsey Avenue and West Boulevard and the other for 12th and West Boulevard, like with the cemetery board, were supported by the Landmarks panel. The Kenosha County Finance and Administration Committee has recommended that the Sheriff's Department be allowed to accept a surplus military vehicle, which is being made available to law enforcement for free. Sheriff David Beth told the committee the vehicle is similar to a Bearcat and is worth about $680,000. Although the vehicle is free, Beth said there will be some expenses involved, including $4,000 to have it shipped from California. Beth said the new vehicle will be a backup to the Bearcat the department already has.
We did have an incident a year ago where the Bearcat motor went down and it only had 4,000 or 5,000 miles on it, and we had to replace the motor, and it was out for a month and a half, 2 months, while Ford was trying to determine what they were going to do with it.
Beth noted the current Bearcat has been put into service 166 times in the past 3 years. The recommendation will go to the county board at their next meeting. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.